Well, here we go to the last of the fourth, and the Yard Goats trailing 2-0 as Vince Fernandez leads it off against Casey Mize. And here's the first pitch from Casey. Low ball one. We are so pleased to be joined in the booth by Kim Pita, board chair of Mental Health Connecticut and founder of Kim Pita Pieces, and a published author. Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts Park, Kim.
Thanks so much, Dan. So happy to be here.
Talk a bit about Mental Health Connecticut.
Well, Mental Health Connecticut has been around for 111 years, if you can imagine. We were founded back in 1908, and we help those who are dealing with mental health issues and conditions get through their periods of recovery. So we provide support systems, i.e. employment services, housing services, case support management, art therapy, garden therapy. We try to provide a whole range of options for them to really kind of deal with their mental health conditions.
You know, there are so many dimensions to mental health, as you know. Talk about some of them.
Oh, my goodness. We're dealing with, depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder. We're dealing with suicide. I mean, the rates of suicide are exploding. We deal with opioid crisis, which ultimately connects to mental health. And what's important to know is that mental health is as important as physical health, and we need to continue to deal with it on a day-to-day basis. Every single one of us knows someone, if it's not ourselves or someone within our circles, who has been affected by mental health in a very powerful way.
Vince Fernandez has struck out, and that's three strikeouts in a row for Casey Mize. One out, Alan Trejo, the batter. And he's got a count of 1-0 on him. And here is the pitch from Mize. Swung on and ripped into right center field for a base hit. Coming over to cut it off is Azokar. Digging for second is Trejo. Here's the throw, the head first dive. He's out. So he tried to stretch that single into a double and was thrown out. Applying the tag, shortstop Sergio Alcantara. Now I know, Kim, MMHC is hosting a table tonight here at the Dunkin' Donuts Park, right?
Yes, yes. And so if you're here at the park and you're walking out, we've got Max. He's our stress toy. Max is our mental health awareness champion. And so stop by as you're exiting the gate and learn more about mental health in Connecticut and how we can help you get through those challenging times that you might be living through.
Brett Boswell swings and misses strike one. Talk about your book, Split Ends, A Tale of Two Crazy Sisters.
Yeah, well, the reason why I got involved with Mental Health Connecticut about 5 years ago was my sister passed away of an accidental drug overdose in 2011. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and she also suffered from PTSD.
The inning's over. Could you stick around for one more half inning?
Absolutely.
Terrific. In the last of the fourth is Brett Boswell, flies to left. A hit, nobody left, end of four, Erie 2, Hartford nothing on the Yard Goats Baseball Network. We head to the top of the fifth inning, and Erie is leading Hartford by the score of 2-0. Brendan Gold on the mound, ready to pitch to Luke Birch. And here's the pitch. Butted, foul, third base side. In our booth, so honored to have with us Kim Pita, board chair of Mental Health Connecticut and founder of Kim Pita Pieces. And we were talking about your book, Split Ends, A Tale of Two Crazy Sisters. So continue, Kim.
Right, yeah. And so it's basically a memoir, and it's about my transformation after my younger sister, who was my Irish twin, passed away back in 2011 of a drug overdose. And it's basically about how I got through those mental health challenges myself and watching her go through those. So it's a revealing book, and it talks a lot about our personal history.
Was it a catharsis for you to write the book?
Oh, my goodness. It was such a healing journey. It took me 7 years to write the book. And, I was off and on. But, yeah, I mean, it has really deep things relative to our family. It talks about divorce and loss and death and mental illness. And then talks about how I was able to get to the other side of loss and really reignite my life and design the life that I had always imagined.
A leadoff bunt single by Luke Birch. And so he's at first with nobody out. And Sergio Alcantara, the batter. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Talk a bit about Kim Pita Pieces.
So that is my marketing consulting business. I ran an ad agency for 17 years, which is where I met you,
that's right.
Dan.
Yep.
Ended up leaving that, left the business, got a divorce, and then just started that I wanted to start all over again and determine what I wanted to do. So I'm a marketing and branding consultant, and I help companies, particularly small businesses and family businesses and nonprofits, build up their marketing strategies, develop their whole portfolio of social media, digital media, so that they can really communicate and tell their stories. It's all about storytelling, as you know now.
It really is, and you mentioned social media, digital media. That's the way of the 21st century, isn't it?
And if you're not doing it, you need to jump on, because companies need to pay attention. This is where the millennials get their information. So if you need to market to millennials, you've got to pay attention.
Here's the 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls, two strikes the count on Sergio Alcantara. Now, we mentioned you're hosting a table at the ballpark, and there might be some people who are tuning in on our in-house television broadcast listening to us talk. And I guess you have $1 per ticket for prizes to tickets to the home opener of the Connecticut Sun, right?
Right. This Saturday, actually, is the home opener. And it's all part of our 31 Days of Wellness. So Mental Health Connecticut has sponsored 31 Days of Wellness during the month of May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. And we've created all different activities, including this one tonight, and then the Connecticut Sun next week. And we've got an author who's speaking next week. We've got a TED Talk tomorrow. So there's all kinds of things going on to celebrate our mental health. And we've got to talk about it. We've got to, you know, embrace it.
Yeah, for sure. An error has been charged to Brett Boswell on a ground ball hit by Sergio Alcantara, so there's runners at first and second as the leadoff batter, Derek Hill, squares to bunt and takes it for a ball. One ball, no strikes to count. The normally sure-fielding Hartford Yard Goats have committed two errors in the last three innings. Kim, you touched upon this before, and we're talking with Kim Pita. She's our guest in our book. Talked about her book, and I want to get back to that in just a moment, but she's board chair of Mental Health Connecticut. We were talking about the several dimensions that encompass mental health, and there's so many facets to it. But you mentioned the opioid crisis. Talk a bit more about how that really is having an effect.
It is affecting everyone. There is no barriers to how the opioid crisis can affect each one of us. And It starts simply by getting a prescription medicine, and where you continue to take it to make yourself feel better, and then you want more, and you want more, and you want more, and it develops into a crisis. And so it is affecting our neighbors, it's affecting people that you know, and the death rate is just soaring right now, not only in Connecticut, but across the country. It is just an absolute crisis that we need to continue to deal with on a daily basis.
Derek Hill attempted to bunt the runners but failed as Brendan Gold threw to third base to erase the lead runner, Luke Birch. So now there's one out with runners at first and second for the third baseman, Isaac Paredes. Now, this is the thing. It cuts all demographics, cuts across all demographic lines, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's impacting our teenagers. It's impacting people of all ages, of all races, of all colors and creeds. I mean, there is no discrimination when it comes to the opioid crisis. And you know, what's good is that we're starting to pay attention in Connecticut and across the country, and we need to make greater strides in curbing the amounts of prescription drugs and what people are taking and using alternative resources to take away the pain, because there are other alternatives. And the other thing is that we need to talk about is that recovery is possible. So that if you are in the middle of a mental health crisis or an opioid crisis, recovery is possible. It doesn't mean that it's the end of the road for you.
I am so glad to hear you say that, because there are those who feel it is the end of the road, but you're saying that's not the case.
It is not. And even though I lost my sister to a drug overdose and to, you know, mental health issues, it doesn't mean it has to end that way. And that's why I'm so vigilant, and I've become an advocate for mental health, because there are support services out there to get people through this.
Among them, MHC, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what we do. I mean, it's employment services. It's giving people a purpose. You know, the four support systems that we have is home, community, purpose, and health. And so we have to make sure that every one of those buckets is filled so people feel like they have significance in this world.
How does someone go about contacting MHC?
You can find us online at mhconn.org, and you'll find all kinds of information on there. We have an information line that people can call and they can access, or they can call 211. 211 is a wonderful resource, and they will link us to them or to the people that call in if it is a particular mental health crisis.
Isaac Paredes has just ripped a single to left, and now Brandon Gold is really in a bind with the bases loaded. Still no runs in this inning, but the Yard Goats trailing 2-0. And here's Josh Lester, the reason that Erie has that 2-0 lead. He homered into the upper deck down the right field line his last time up. When does your book, Split Ends, A Tale of Two Crazy Sisters, come out?
I was hoping to have it done and ready. I've already gotten the 5 advanced copies. I gave one to my mom, to my dad, to my boyfriend, to my ex-husband. I said, read it. Let me know if you have any changes or concerns. I wanted accuracy. It's a memoir. It's about my life and their lives, too. So I wanted to give them the opportunity to give me some feedback. And I hope to have it out in the next couple weeks. I do have an event coming up, Scrabble Night, to benefit Mental Health Connecticut. We're going to have 12 Scrabble games going on at the same time at the Town and County Club on June 18th. I'm going to be doing a book signing and talking about my book at that event.
Oh, that's terrific. Here's a sack fly by Lester. He's knocked in all 3 runs tonight as Alcantara scores from third, and it's now 3-0 Erie as Jose Azokar bats with 2 down. And this pitch is fisted foul, first base side. Nevin angles towards the seats. Out of play. Now you said Town and Country. Where's that?
That's on Woodland Street in Hartford.
Oh, okay.
It's the Town and County is kind of like the Hartford Club. It's the female version of the Hartford Club. We've been around since 1925, okay. One of the best kept secrets in Hartford, and we hope to not make it be that way anymore.
Town and County, that's terrific. No balls, 1 strike the count on Azokar, and the pitch is a fastball swung on and missed. Nothing and 2 the count. Well, this is such an important topic, and as you mentioned, May is Mental Health Month, but really it's a topic that we need to be focused on year-round.
Absolutely, Dan. I'm so glad you guys are taking time out to listen to what we have to say and learn about mental health, and I must say I'm so impressed that you're navigating the game and talking to me at the same time. I'm like, wow, look at this.
Well, that's what's so great about baseball. You come out to a ball game, you sit, you talk, you watch the game, you do a little play-by-play. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded in the hole to right field. It is a base hit. In to score is Hill. Stopping at second base is Paredes, and it is now 4-0 Erie. So it has been a tough inning for Brandon Gold as Jose Azokar adds to the lead, delivering a run-scoring single, picking up his 13th RBI of the campaign. And that's going to bring up the second baseman, Cody Eaves, who happens to be the 7th Seawolf to bat this inning. Now, if people want to get a copy of your book, it's not out yet, I know, but will they be able to go online? Will they be able to go into bookstores? How can they get the book?
Yeah, I'm going to be, my website is PitaPieces, PitaPieces.com, and I'll have it on there. I'll promote it through my website and through my social media channels, and hopefully we'll see it and get a lot of readership out there. It is a celebration of my sister's life and what we need to do when it comes to mental health. And I'm so proud of it and can't wait for others to have the opportunity to read it.
You know, it's interesting because as we talked at the start of this interview, you writing the book, it was a catharsis for you. But just to sit down, the actual process of writing a book, I mean, that's tough, isn't it?
Well, and because it was about my sister and me, I had to really dig into my sister's life. I hadn't seen my sister in about 15 years. She moved to Arizona. So I had to go to her apartment literally after she passed away, get all her documentation, and start to piece together her life as it was. I read through journals and